The most important factor to a healthy well-being is feeling connected.
Welcome to From There to Here,
a safe place where we will explore some of life's adventures so that you do not feel alone. It's Tuesday, which means time for toddler talks. Last week, we accidentally talked about pre-correction.
It just came up in conversation.
Yeah, you were providing examples of what that is. And now this week, it seems like a good time to tell our listeners what pre-correction
is.
It actually is an evidence-based strategy that can be used with students
to increase, I don't know if I want to say positive behavior.
I know. Yeah. It really could increase any behavior, right?
I'm trying to wrap my head around this, how to explain this without using the words positive behavior.
Do you want to tell our listeners why you're having a hard time with those words? Ugh.
Because I think behavior is a stress response. If challenging behavior should be
challenging or negative, yes, behavior
is a stress response.
Or what we might call reasonable behavior. I know there are some experts in the field of autism that would call those quote unquote challenging behaviors reasonable. So when we're thinking about pre-correction and not autism, Shannon.
Okay.
How would you define pre-correction?
Determining, I'm going to say when a behavior, we all have behaviors. Mm-hmm. So determining when that happens or when it's occurring. Mm-hmm. And then purposefully making changes, mm-hmm, or providing supports.
Yes.
To prevent
the behavior to occur.
Yes.
Or increase a positive behavior.
Right.
Yeah. So I think pre-correction is like, for example, Hawk and Riggs might be loud at the Brielle's
music show. And this is a great example.
So
because
you pre-corrected them by explaining them the behaviors that they should be exhibiting.
Right. And
should.
And.
Because we should kids all the time. And apparently that's okay.
Well, and I think if we go back to that first behavior of, mm-hmm, was it challenging when they, mm-hmm, were yelling and,
well, it was challenging to you as their mother.
Yes. So
probably
that's why
not
it was
to them.
But like, what, but am I going to, yes, call that challenging behavior? What we could say is that was reasonable behavior because they were so excited about that performance.
Yes.
They were so excited.
Maybe bored.
And
that they didn't, were they?
Well, I think they really wanted to be with their sister on stage.
Okay.
They wanted to do what she was doing.
Yeah.
So then they exhibited a behavior.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not necessarily challenging. And
right.
I don't want people to think like, ooh, Shannon and Jess are trying to like take these behaviors and put them in a little ball and call them positive and challenging.
No.
Like, no. I actually don't think there is a difference
between
positive or like challenging.
Oh,
or,
I agree with you. Like behavior is,
it's just behavior.
Yes.
Yeah.
I agree.
But so there you
not
go.
A lot of people view it like that. Did you know that?
I did.
Okay.
Hopefully now they can have a mind shift.
Yeah. So I guess this toddler talk was about more than pre-correction.
All right. Brought to you by, I don't know, smart minds of
Jess and Shannon.
Jess and Shannon. Even though we did not come up with pre-correction.
Yes, we did.
No, we did not invent that.
Oh, no, we didn't invent it. I thought you said we didn't explain it. I'm like, yeah, we explained it.
We did not invent it.
No,
so I actually don't know
it.
Who your toddler talk is brought to you by.
Good point.
We'll leave it at that.
Thank you for listening to our mommy.
That is super smart. Check them out on social media.
Be sure to like, follow, and subscribe.
Please keep listening to our mommy.